Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. Never let them see you sweat.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banter Box Radio. This is episode 62. Whoa. For this May the 3rd, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson, and my co-host here is Dan Knight, who seems like he's been having a real good time. How are you doing, Dan? You look like you're having a great time.
You know, yes. Yeah. I am, yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm, yep.
Yeah?
And yeah.
Great. Thank you for that. Wow. We should just have you open the show if you're going to bring those heavy hitters.
I got a lot to say.
So we are back again this week to do what we do, which is find the absolute dumbest news that we can find and pretend like we care about it. No. to find the weirdest news that we can find and regurgitate it and produce some sort of fecally grossness made out of that bad news and sort of force it down the poop pipe that is our throats into the airwaves, like kind of like a a toilet almost. Mm. But in this example, actually you're the toilet because you'll be receiving. This is terrible. This is one of my worst.
Lost. Yeah, I'm so lost.
It's one of my worst. Either way, we got some bad, crappy, dumb news about some weird stuff, and we are going to tell you all about it, and hopefully we'll tickle your fancy, and you might also enjoy it as well. Heyo.
Show me where on the doll your fancy was tickled.
Well, it was tickled on the fancy.
Oh, on the fancy. Where is that on the doll?
It's directly in the fancy spot.
Oh.
Yeah, so come on.
Fancy region.
So if you're not familiar with what we do, it's that. Great.
Okay.
Let's move on from that. And instead of doing it at the end of the show, we can reiterate what we did last week, which is before we get into it, let's say...
Oh, yeah.
Folks,
this Saturday.
That's right. This Saturday, 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 Saturday.
That's not how it goes.
It isn't. But I didn't want to give bad information for the sake of a joke.
Okay, that's true. All right.
Well, if you feel like coming down and hanging out with us while we do an episode, we're going to be doing this show as well as doing some audience participation. We're going to be asking about your weirdest stories that you have had personally happen to you. You in cons, conventions, the same thing.
At the FCBD.
Yeah, Free Comic Book Day is where we're going to be doing this. That's going to be at El Doble Midnight. Ocho. No, that's terrible.
That's not, yeah.
It's going to be a double midnight in Manchester, New Hampshire, home of the Whopper and fantastic comic books.
It's not home of the Whopper.
But no, our friend and
colleague?
Just colleague. Yeah, just all-around swell feller and supporter of the show, Brett Parker, has allowed us to set up a little booth at Free Comic Book Day, and we'll be doing our thing there. So if you want to come by and hang out, we should be pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
We're
along the strip, as it were.
Yeah. So we'll be there. So come hang out. That's Double Midnight in Manchester, New Hampshire, this Saturday for Free Comic Book Day.
Yes, please.
Now... on to business. I see in my ledger here, I'm getting, uh-oh, you know, I got my appointments set.
I see.
It appears this is exactly the point in the show where I don't. I see you're trying to break this illusion. You're going to say that you're not holding anything.
No, I was going to comment on where did you get that Trapper Keeper? It is so old.
It's my Lisa Franklin from when I was in elementary school.
Ages ago. Wow.
Yeah. It's got... Yeah, okay.
I'm jelly beans.
This is the part of the show where I tell you what today's national day is.
Ooh,
baby, I love the way.
Yes.
Or love your way, actually.
Love your... Yep.
We tried. Now, today is one that I find very difficult to take seriously, because it is called National Melanoma Monday!
Well, when you say it like Oprah, well, giving away a car.
Why is it got to have alliteration? Why is it got to be National Melanoma Monday? You know what it is, Shug? It's Melanoma Monday.
Yeah.
Which is where you go down to your local hospital and you receive your yearly dose of melanoma. Everyone wins.
They administer skin cancer to you.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, they do. It's free today. Normal days you do have to pay.
Oh.
So that's why this is such a big deal. You get your free melanoma.
What better way to raise awareness for skin cancer than to
have it.
Purposely get it?
Yeah. I mean, that's the best way you can show your support.
Yeah.
I
can't think of a better way.
I can't either, really. I think I'm going to participate.
Yeah, you definitely should.
That's a very underhanded... Yeah, I like it. But no, what it really is of course, the obvious, which is raising awareness for melanoma. It's a super crappy thing, and it really is terrible for anyone who has it and has to deal with it, so we shouldn't make a joke out of it, but we just did, so it's too late.
Don't go to tanning beds, basically what that
is. That's just good life advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go into a tanning bed. If you're going to go, you know, let's get a natural tan. No one likes Oompa Loompa or orange. No one likes that.
There has to be somebody out
there.
There's
no one.
Like a specific fetish out there.
Yeah,
specific
okay. Yeah.
To people who look like carrots.
Yeah, like Rob Schneider.
With green hair. So it's like a tuft of grass.
You know, actually, I'm kind of half chubbing just thinking about it. So.
Well, you're in that demographic.
Turns out it's my secret fetish.
I didn't even know it.
So we're going to go ahead and start this week by getting right into that stanky news. Dan, give it to me.
A pizzeria in New York has gotten way more New York.
It's a pizzeria. That I can't hear the word pizzeria without immediately assuming the most just absolutely ridiculous stereotypical Italian man. Like Chef Food.
Chef Food.
Yeah.
He is, I mean, he
like
does that.
Off brand Chef Boyardee, yeah.
I don't know what that is. Like, I can't describe
No one
this
can see
gesture.
You do that.
Yeah, I can't. If you could just picture.
It's the okay. It's when you give someone an okay, you know?
Like, this food is edible.
It's acceptable.
By FDA standards. If there's one complaint I have when ordering pizza, it's the fact that it comes in an inconvenient, unedible container.
That really is a really big problem.
I'm like, I get it. I order it. What am I supposed to do? Eat through this?
I thought this was supposed to be dumb news or weird news. This just seems, it seems acceptable.
I think it hits home for a lot of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate having to chew through the cardboard
to
get to my pizza.
It's the worst part, right? It's like a delicious sandwich if the bread was made out of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if the bread was old, microwaved, frozen pizza.
It's the worst part when you bite right through the box.
Ugh, I hate it.
It's gross.
Well, Vinny's Pizzeria has introduced the Pizza Box Pizza.
Mm.
Images show a hipster's cream dream of a pizza-shaped box with a smaller pizza nestled inside of it.
I like it, but why is it a hipster's cream dream?
Well, essentially, look at every beanie, Instagram-loving hipster who loves pizza, which is every one of them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, yeah.
They all kind of fit that demographic. I mean, everyone loves pizza.
I love pizza, yeah.
I don't wear shirts that have pizza on them because I love pizza so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand.
You know what I mean?
I wear jewelry
with it on or tattoos. I don't get tattoos with pizza.
Well, actually, I'm
do you?
It's funny. It's funny that you mentioned that. I'm actually starting a project with my tattoo artist.
Tattooman.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, it's exactly correct.
You okay there?
Yes, I am. But my plan is to actually tattoo my entire body like a slice of pizza.
Oh.
Yeah, where my eyes are, I'm going to outline with pepperonis.
Okay.
I'm going to put two little olives for nose holes.
That's like a bold choice.
Big slice of mozzarella where my mouth is. So it's a little ambitious, but I am hoping that one day I will achieve my dream of being a slice of pizza. Back to you, Dan.
I don't know what to say to that. That's just the worst idea I've ever heard. Speaking, not to get too off topic.
Please do.
People getting tattooed. I saw an article not too long ago of a tattoo artist that got her eyeballs tattooed.
Oh my lord. That makes me want to puke. I can't even put contacts in my eyes. I just don't wear glasses, because I can't touch my eyes with contacts, and it drives me crazy.
I can't do it either.
I just can't.
Can you imagine having a needle stab your eyeball repeatedly thousands of times?
I believe I played that part in Dead Space 2.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was just watching it was cringe-inducing.
Oh my God, it was so awful. Anyway, it was a little off topic, but...
But was she tattooing pizzas?
Huh?
Little slices of pizzas in her eyeballs?
That actually would have been acceptable. I think it was just a solid, like, a purple color or something. Like, something weird.
That's not as fun.
No, it's not. No. I mean, it should have been little slices of pizzas in her
Should have been the Little Caesars mascot.
Or, like, a dollar sign. I could imagine, like, rappers putting dollar signs on their eyeballs.
Yeah.
But then they just look like some sort of cartoon... guy
who's cartoon
like, oh,
villain.
Money! And his eyes go all wide. And
yeah, like a cartoon villain with a giant, giant mustache and a sack of cash over their shoulder. Yeah, it's exactly what it'd be like.
And then you hear the awooga and his eyes go all wide.
Yep.
So the idea of the pizza box pizza came, like many, out of boredom. Sean Berthiaume, one of the co-owners of the pizza joint, says it came one day from business being slow and seeing so many pizza boxes in the trash. He said, what if you can make something that you can eat every part of? You know, like those soup in a bread bowl?
Oh, that's ingenious. Yeah, that, one of the greatest designs ever. Even though...
You need the spoon.
Yeah. Yeah, even though you can't eat the spoon. And also, it's basically just cutting a loaf of bread, a hole, and pouring soup into it, though.
It's true.
Like, it's a good idea, but, yeah.
Let's not destroy it.
Let's just
it's
move
a good
on.
Idea.
Yeah, it is Period. A good idea. I love bread bowls. I do absolutely love bread bowls.
We're kind of working out the kinks here, he said. The intent is not to have the box. How do we put the pizza box that's not a pizza box into a not edible box? Because then essentially you're just prolonging the inevitable,
mm-hmm.
aren't you?
Mm. If you put another pizza around the first pizza, really all you've done is made a pizza calzone.
Yeah.
Well, how do you then store that?
Yeah, how do you send that to the customer?
I feel like this is a never-ending problem.
Yeah.
You can't eliminate the carrying device.
No.
Unless you then have people just carrying it in their hands and they just dump it on your lap when they get to your place.
And you can eat their hands off.
That would be
everything
real.
That touches the pizza you can eat.
Yeah. Wow, so that's...
You have to eat their hands
that's
off.
That's the future.
You got to eat the pizza out of their hands and then eat their hands off. The concoction will end up running $40 to the customers.
Nope.
I think it's fair considering it's a weird thing and it's also technically two pizzas.
Yeah, but one of them is horribly mangled from being folded. Actually, they're all just a pile of gross pizza now because they've been folded around each other.
Well,
it's like taking three pizzas, one on the bottom, put a pizza on top of that, and then flip one upside down and squish them together.
So it's more like a pizza sandwich.
No, now it's just gross. That was just a mess.
I think it's
a $40 mess.
I will order it immediately.
Please do. On the show.
From New York. I hope they deliver. I
hope they deliver.
That's all I got, though.
Well, you know, it's some ingenuity, at least. I like that people are trying to think of new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They say that everything has already been invented in one way or another. Technically, if you're saying that, kind of has with the whole bread bowl thing. We've already thought of edible containers. But,
yeah.
You know, keep pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, make an envelope out of pizza.
That we can eat it.
And then mail me one slice of pizza in your envelope, pizza envelope.
That I can eat.
with a one pepperoni as a stamp.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Why am I not? Why am I doing this? Why am I recording radio?
Why aren't you just mailing pizza checks
to
yourself?
That I can't cash.
mailing pizza checks. That's
you're
good.
Writing pizza checks that your mouth can't cash.
That's right.
If that isn't the flavor text for this episode, I don't know what will be. Okay, so here's one. I wouldn't so much as call it weird,
mm-hmm.
but it does have a purpose.
Okay.
A 21-year-old man from Sydney, Australia, was bitten... on the penis,
okay.
Wednesday by a poisonous redback spider at a job site where he works construction.
Mm.
According to a story in the Adelaide Advertiser, here's looking at you, Adelaide Advertiser, giving you some sweet, sweet rep here. Boom. You're going to hit the big times now. paramedics rushed to the scene, but the victim got to the hospital on his own. You ain't got no time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
They certainly don't. Not when you got a spider bite on your penis. Quote, he somehow managed to get alternative transport to the hospital, an ambulance spokeswoman said. The victim was treated and later discharged. Like its close relative, the Black Widow, the female redback has red markings and is toxic. It often lives in urban areas and results in 250 cases a year in Australia that require antivenom. The Australian Museum notes, quote, they can cause serious illness and have caused deaths. A 22-year-old man is believed to have died from complications of a redback bite earlier this month.
Oh, no.
And before that, no one was thought to have succumbed to a redback bite since antivenom was introduced in 1956. Now, you're thinking to yourself, Thomas, or to me, really, what does this have to do with anything? This isn't so much weird. I mean, it is weird that someone got bit on the
on
peen.
On the penis.
Yeah, on the creamy peen.
Oh, you didn't say that. You omitted that.
But that happened, and you're probably like, so what's weird about this? The correct answer is nothing. But this is going to ruin your life just a little bit more by hearing it. You'll always second guess yourself when you sit down on the toilet.
Oh, no.
You'll always assume there could be. There might be maybe a black widow or a brown recluse or something native to the Americas just right under the lip of the toilet seat that may just come out and bite you right on the penis. Ugh. And now your life is a little bit worse. And honestly, if nothing else, that's what we strive for.
I'm going to up the ante a little bit. Because in my head, I imagine that the spider crawled out from under the toilet seat.
Yeah.
And crawled inside of his penis and bit him.
Oh, now we're just getting gross.
Got right in that little tiny
laid eggs, but didn't bite. Laid eggs, and then like a month later, however long the period of... Okay, this is just getting horrible.
This is terrible.
This is nightmare fuel.
I just recently found something out about spiders that's very bizarre.
They do have 8 legs.
Yeah, did you know that?
I didn't until I read your mind.
No, the bark spider?
Yeah.
I just saw...
The barking spider.
Well, it's just a bark spider.
Because the barking spider is a crass term for farting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not that.
Okay.
The bark spider.
Yeah.
The female is typically like a lot bigger than the male. And apparently they just found out scientific studies have been done... to conclude that the female forces the male to go downstairs for some how do you do? Yeah.
All right.
That happens.
Yeah, it's some female dominance in the spider community.
You would never think that the oral explorations between spiders would exist.
But. I don't think you want to know what they're doing with those mandibles down there.
I don't.
Getting in places,
I really don't.
Yeah, that you you just really have to experience to understand. And I have.
talk about creamy peen spider bites.
Oh, that's probably the name of the episode.
Creamy peen spider bites.
All right, let's move on.
Well, a high school is in an uproar over a teacher's selection of films to show in class.
Pornography.
Ooh, close.
Okay.
The film being Human Centipede 2.
Oh, I mean, really, I think the real travesty is that they're forced to watch this terrible movie.
It's educational.
Yeah, yeah.
Students reported seeing the horrible film during class.
I like the adjective there. It's just thrown in casually. They were forced to watch the horrible movie.
And a full investigation was called in. I know, personally, I would complain. If I was a student and I saw that film.
Because it was so bad.
No, I'd be like, I haven't seen the first one. I'm going to be completely lost. Can we at least watch the original?
Spoilers.
There's no context here. I don't know. I don't
know
how they
upped the
ante.
Do you know what the premise of the second
movie is? Yeah, it's just more people.
Yeah. And then do you know what the premise of the third one is?
Actually, the
premise of the second one is even better. Because it is just more people.
Oh.
But it's also not even the same guy. It's... some like fan,
it was a
like
copycat,
a copycat
who saw the film, so it gets meta.
Yeah, and then the third one does another meta even further, basically.
Where
I believe
the second one was a film, and the
I can't remember. It's something crazy like that. It's absolute nonsense. It's complete, just asinine.
The director of the the first film in the third movie makes, he just eats his own poop.
I'd pay to watch that.
I think there are plenty of videos online that just have that.
3D IMAX.
Yeah. It's like it's coming right at me. It's all POV shot. The third one. The teacher at Mary High School in Tennessee was suspended, surprisingly.
Uh-huh.
Verna Ruffin, head of the school, said, quote, it is inappropriate.
Verna Ruffin?
Verna. Verna Ruffin.
Verna Ruffin.
It sounds like some sort of fantasy elf.
It absolutely does. I was trying to think of what that sounded like. Yeah.
Verna Ruffin. It is inappropriate and unacceptable. The matter has been addressed.
Great.
Surprisingly, there is a voice from the other side of the fence. Tom Six, director of The Human Centipede 1 and 2, was pleased with the situation and said he will be sending a signed copy of the film to the teacher.
You know what? Good on that guy. Good on the director. That's pretty funny. That's like the ultimate troll move.
Here you go. An actress from the movie as well, Ashlyn Yenny, has also taken to Twitter to support the bold teaching choice.
Are they actors and actresses when they're in The Human Centipede 2? Or are they just people they found?
Hey, you poop. Come over.
I like that that's the criteria. Like, they have a sign-up sheet, and it's like, check yes or no. Do you poop? And she's just like, oh, yeah, I do. I poop. You're in. The director's right there. You got the girls.
You've got the moxie we need. My take is that if they've already been through sex ed, then The Human Centipede should be a breeze, because anything is better than watching a live birth.
That's That's so, there are some things that you as a 15 or 16 year old are not prepared for. You think you are. You're like, come on,
I've seen it all,
come on, and then you see it and everything is different. Your innocence is sort of chipped away.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just sliced a wedge of your innocence off.
You're like, oh, that happened to me at one point.
Oh, yeah.
I emerged from an uterus.
More like, uterus. But no, there's nothing gross about, it's
a woman's body is beautiful. When it produces babies, it takes a step back. At least When babies emerge from it. I can see that other people see beauty in that, and I appreciate it.
But let's call a rose a rose here. Let's just, or, you know.
When a baby emerges from a rose, I don't know. I can't form that completely.
Sure.
Birth is lovely. I just don't like seeing it.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great way to say it. It's a natural way of life, and, you know, we appreciate that it's a terrible time for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a horrible experience, and
sure,
then
the mother
you get
isn't
stuck with
a
kid, and that's just, like, terrible. That's the worst thing that happened.
I didn't ask for this! No,
take it, Max! It's okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about a mayor.
Oh, goodness.
I know, the mayor. In upstate New York.
Town?
Oh. No, in upstate New York,
okay.
Is facing criminal charges for allegedly stealing 111 road signs from the state's Department of Transportation.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's a lot of signs. New York State Police arrested Frank Morocco Monday on charges of misconduct and petite larceny.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to look it up to make sure it wasn't a typo of petty. It is real. Petite larceny. Petite larceny. It sounds adorable. Morocco, 60, has served as the mayor of Frankfort Village since 2004 and has worked at a sign shop foreman for the state's Department of Transportation since 2001. He's been doing this for quite a bit of time.
Okay.
Police started investigating Morocco in July of 2015 after getting a tip from someone in the town. In total, Morocco took 111 road signs made at the shop and gave them to the village of Frankfort Street Department. Quote, there were a variety of signs, including yield and stop signs, said New York State Police spokeswoman Jack Keller.
Spokesman.
A village usually has to apply to get signs and then pay a fee. Morocco bypassed that process. That was the whole thing. He was trying to cut costs here. He's cutting costs.
Don't do that, buddy.
Morocco was issued an appearance ticket for the charges and is due in Frankfort County Court on May tomorrow.
May tomorrow.
or today, rather. Oh, no, today! May 3rd! Ah! Ah! Oh, goodness! Well, yeah, I hope he gets what's coming to him. There's no greater crime
than giving signs to other people.
Frankfurt Village clerk Carly Tamboro says that Morocco will continue to serve as mayor. Great. Great.
Wait.
We know he committed fraud, and he was definitely stealing things and giving it away to other departments to cut his costs. But, honestly, it's just such a goofy thing. We're going to let him...
He's going to stay mayor. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just getting fined or something.
Now, here's what... Yeah, yes. He's just being fined. He's just going to be... It's nonsense. I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but whenever it comes down to major roles like this, big, you know, people in charge, it's always crap. It's always just... He got caught by the wrong person, and they're doing this sort of rigmarole, back alley nonsense to make it look like he's getting... Whatever. Just...
Yeah.
The world is what it is. The real question I have is, really, did nobody see the signs? I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to leave now. All right. In the interest of time, let's move on.
All right. A clearly disturbed woman around Central Station, New York, showcased her kung fu to the public.
Oh, sweet.
Because
is this the is he was she
we're all clamoring for.
Yeah, so she's the one that's going to be in the new Ip Man, right?
Yeah,
yeah, starring in the new Ip Man.
Exactly, and she wanted to let everyone know.
Yeah, it's sort of a publicity stunt.
But for some reason, she did it without the restrictions of her clothing.
Oh well, you know they do hold you back. Yeah, you're a little less aerodynamic.
Exactly, it's cumbersome. Gets in the way.
It certainly does.
A video was uploaded showing two puzzled police officers watching from a distance as the naked woman twirled and kicked the air to display her mastery of the ancient art of the fu.
The fu. Was she at least skilled?
No.
Oh, okay.
She was bumbling and weird.
I don't know why it's so funny to me. It's just such a concise description. Oh, no, she was not. She was bumbling and weird.
One of the brave officers tried to break her heavy concentration by placing his hand on her back. She responded with a swift spin and punch.
Oh.
I don't think her fist actually met his face, but she sure did try. She did eventually meet her match. Where the law failed, exhaustion came to the rescue. She then began hunching over, hand on her knees, breathing heavily.
Was she breathing?
She was breathing so heavily. walking over to a park bench to have a seat. Mm. You know, it was productive. You give and give to these people. And
to who people?
To the police officers and the one or two people that were filming on their camera phone.
Uh-huh. She's putting on a show.
She was. And she didn't even have one of those hats out to get dollars.
Wow.
Probably because everyone was far too afraid to get close to her, including men with guns. So she's sitting on the bench. Even then, the cops don't arrest her. They're still kind of at bay. She eventually gets up from the bench and just starts strolling away casually. Like, and the cops are just casually following her away, uh-huh, too. Like, just they walk off. But they're still staying back. Like, probably like, hey, you want to just hold up a sec? But we all pray that she avenged her naked sensei. Against her nemesis, the semi-clothed man.
Oh, thanks. Great. Yes. I like the scenario you've laid out. So she wasn't arrested or anything?
I would definitely assume she was, but I can't say for sure.
Maybe she wasn't. Maybe she was so crazy that they couldn't even.
They couldn't put cuffs on those hands.
You can't contain that kung fury.
Those fists of fury, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, where was this?
This was in New York, near Central Station.
Mine. Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Nay. Neat.
Nay.
Nay. I don't know where I was going with that. All right, so we got one more this week, and let's go ahead and top us off with some tapas.
Ooh, I love it.
Austin Misiak was allegedly having sex, because we're a classy show.
Yeah.
We got spider penis bites.
Oh, yeah.
Which are not as tasty as they sound. And now we've got some lovin' here. So he was allegedly having sex with an unnamed, which every time I read this back to myself and type it, I want to read unarmed.
An unarmed?
Yeah. I don't know why. But the, when I read this the first time, it said unarmed, and rather than take it, it said unnamed. I read it as unarmed, and rather than understand it or process it like a human being,
right.
I processed it as literally someone with no arms.
That's probably even better, though.
But so he was
spicing up the story.
That's if that's what you want to believe, that's what happened.
So this person has no arms.
Nope, as far as you know. So he's allegedly having sex with an unnamed woman in a community pool when observers asked him to stop and reminded him that kids were present. Musiak, 28, flew into a rage.
Oh.
And began chasing children while trying to hit them.
I'm going to assume he was also still naked.
Yeah. He's sans clothing.
That's horrifying.
But he eventually got decked. Someone struck back.
Nice.
A 15-year-old defending his girlfriend punched him twice. The drama unfolded Saturday evening at an apartment complex in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Ding, ding, ding.
This isn't New York.
No, the last one.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, this one's Florida. This is where all the gems come
from. This is beautiful.
Musiak said to be drunk in the arrest report, then began yelling at a man, quote, for no reason. The man walked away out of fear he was going to be struck, the report says. Then the 6'1", 220-pound Musiak turned his attention toward a 15-year-old girl who told him to stop chasing the children. You know, like a reasonable adult.
Yeah.
Musiak appeared ready to attack her when the girl's boyfriend, also 15, stepped in and punched Musiak twice, according to the report. Musiak was charged with felony lewd exhibition and misdemeanor assault. When asked as his, you know, what were his motives, his reasoning for doing this, the suspect's explanation in the report for all the accusations?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened. He denies everything.
Oh.
Nothing happened.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was at home getting some Z's, and I don't know what you're talking about.
This guy came into my house while I was sleeping and punched me twice.
While I was naked and having sex in my inside pool that I have in my house.
What you saw was me naked chasing children, but actually... What had happened was I was practicing Kung Fu. And they were nearby.
Wow. And it turns out he's a lady from New York. Oh, my God. This is some cover-up stuff.
Oh, the government. They're hiding us.
Insert X-Files there. Okay. I want to believe, Dan. I want to believe.
I want to believe that's the same person.
I do.
You do believe it.
I believe. Anyway, so that is going to wrap it up on a nice little Floridian gem. A little sprinkle on our crap Sunday. If you will.
Thank you. I will.
Good. I'm glad. And folks, remember that you can catch us this Saturday at Double Midnight Comics in Manchester, New Hampshire, all day, probably. I don't know. We'll be there. Show up. Let's have some fun.
That bonus episode also that we will...
We're going to be doing an episode there. It will release
Sunday. So if you
can't... It will release Sunday. We're going to put it out early. It will be in place of the Tuesday one. We're not going to do one on Tuesday 2 days later. There's just not enough news. Right? Yeah. There's just not enough weird stuff going on for us to feasibly do this much 2 days so soon after another. So we'll do Sunday in place of Tuesday. Is that acceptable?
If we must.
I think so. I think it's like we're doing our Tuesday show early because of events.
Yes.
It's no different. It's going to be the same show, but it's going to be longer. It will definitely be almost two episodes length, I'm guessing.
Okay.
That's my guess.
So that's what you get right there.
There you go. In the meantime, you can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banterbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. And if you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio to help us keep doing what we love doing. Also, as a quick reminder, Victoria Valentine is on iTunes. If you didn't catch that last time, remember, you catch episode 1, written by Dan Knight and Douglas Osterholt, and I play a villain. So there you go. Good stuff.
True to life.
And that's all for this week.
And remember, Chuck E. Cheese's was founded by Nolan Bushnell, the co-founder of Atari, as a way to make more money off of the game consoles.
Thanks for joining us.
We are checking the mic, 1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
Yeah, follow that one up.
I'm gonna sing a song and it's coming out my mouth and going into your head.
I like it. That was a good effort.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.